Codename RIP, The Invincibles Team 2, Book 5, written by Heather Slade and read for you by J. River Pierce and Stephanie Nemeth Barker.
1. RIP. The last thing I expected when Vex requested a meeting was that he wouldn't come alone. When I saw a woman I didn't recognize in the front passenger seat of his SUV, I was even more baffled. "Who is that?" I asked when I got out of my truck and met him in between where we'd both parked on the bottom floor of the underground parking structure. "A complication." He looked over his shoulder as if to make sure she hadn't gotten out of the vehicle. "Her name is Pearl Fisher." "Any relation to..." He responded before I'd even finished the question. "Yeah, according to her, John Fisher was her father." Fisher and his accomplice, both members of the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas, the ABT, had been shot and killed a year ago after kidnapping a woman the people Vex and I worked for were hired to rescue. Then, as now, Vex was undercover on a CIA-backed mission to infiltrate both the ABT and their parent organization, the Aryan Nation. His role, and mine, was focused primarily on the Texas chapter, while there was another team undercover at the national level. "Why is she with you?" I asked. "And why the fuck was I here?" But he would get to that, I hoped, sooner rather than later. "As you know, the ABT has essentially split into two factions. Fisher was on the side that supports an ABT more in line with the nation." "Okay, so this wasn't going to be quick."
"Your mandate?"
"Exactly. I'm supposed to be cleaning up the Texas chapter, particularly the assholes in the Splinter Group." I chuckled silently. The Aryan Nation was a prison gang made up of street thugs, which meant their definition of cleaning up was subject to interpretation. Vex's official cover was that he'd been the former leader of the Nazi Freedom Riders. In his role, he'd facilitated its merging with the Aryan Nation. After the merger took place, he was given the rank of colonel above the usual highest of major at any state chapter. "You still haven't answered the question about why Fisher's daughter is with you." Scotty picked up on some chatter about Pearl we don't quite understand. McKenna Walsh, codename Scotty, was an agent with the Department of Homeland Security, on loan to the CIA and working undercover as Vex's common-law wife. "What was the chatter?" "Seems the Splinter Group has it in for the young woman."
"What does that mean?"
"I'm getting to that, Rip."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?